Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 153, A Lamp to My Feet. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Just sit with that image for a moment. A lamp to your feet, not a floodlight, throwing brightness across the whole horizon. Not a map with every road already drawn in. A lamp, small, close, sufficient, shining on exactly where your foot is about to land.
There are people today who are standing still, not because they lack faith, but because they are waiting to see too far ahead before they take the next step. They want to see the whole destination before they leave where they are. And while they wait, life keeps moving, and the door God opened begins to feel like it belongs to someone else. But the psalmist doesn't write these words from a comfortable place. He writes from pressure, from opposition, from a road that costs something, and it's right there, in the middle of the hard thing, that he declares, "The word is my lamp, not my circumstances, not the voices around me, the word." And we cannot miss this. A lamp only shines when it's lit. A Bible closed on the shelf guides no one. Every bit of God's wisdom is in there, but it has to be opened, read, received. Before you walk, you have to light the lamp. When the voices around you disagree, and they will, the word is not just another opinion at the table. It is the compass. It decides the route, not because you're following a rule book, but because the God who sees the end from the beginning placed his wisdom there for you for today. And God is not asking you to solve tomorrow right now. He is saying, walk with me today, one step in the light I have already given you. Trust grows that way, not all at once, but step by step, day by day, as you discover that the lamp never went out. But there is something asked of you. When a decision is in front of you, a hard conversation, a choice at work, a relationship asking for direction, bring that decision into the light. Because what cannot stand under the word does not deserve your path. That's not judgment. That's a father who already knows the ground ahead of you and loves you enough to show you where not to step.
So today, do this one thing, concrete and real. Open Psalm 119. Read a few verses slowly. Let the word show you one step, just one, that you haven't taken yet. And take that step today, not tomorrow, today. You don't need to see everything. You need to trust the one who does. And he has already given you enough light for right now. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.